I'm Jackie Pierre.
I'm Joseph Lanta.
And we're two peas in a podcast at thecommentary.ca for Monday, October 17th, 2016.
Season two. Welcome to season two, Jackie.
I know. We made it this far. It's amazing. People are still listening to us.
That's fine. I have missed it the last few weeks. We're starting late this year, but it's still fun to connect. And
yeah, no, for sure. I feel like, you know, season two, a little more experience now.
Yeah.
Got a lot more to talk about.
Yeah. The it was pretty windy and rainy in Vancouver this past weekend. And I remember going into the weekend, people were saying that it was going to be this horrible storm.
Oh, yes.
And thankfully, it didn't turn out that way. But, I mean, a lot of people are complaining Sunday about this storm that was supposed to be that didn't happen. And,
right.
I mean...
Were you ready?
Well, you know, I didn't go out Saturday night.
Okay.
I figured I'll stay home. Mm-hmm. I'll watch TV or DVDs until the power goes out, and then mm-hmm. I'll read after that. So that was my plan. I didn't have anything to do anyway. So, I mean, what did you do on Saturday?
Right. Well, I actually had a dinner banquet to go to that I was organizing, so I had to go. But, you know, in all honesty, I didn't really have any premonition or any feeling that the weather was going to be crazy. So I'll admit I wasn't fully prepared. I mean, I have candles and I've got some flashlight.
Yeah.
Readily available just because the kids were at camp recently. But other than that, I was just kind of like, whatever happens, happens.
But
if it happens, we're here. If not, then...
Well, I did notice a lot of people were worried. And a lot of people were stocking up junk food and things like that. Thinking that something was going to happen. And, you know, I mean, I sort of did too. I mean, I bought... You know, an extra can of ginger ale and a bag of potato chips.
Hey, that's always, I always love a good, you know, cold ginger ale.
Yeah. So, it's funny how people say it's all the weather forecaster's fault, the meteorologist's fault. But, you know, I'm thinking it's a sign because we're always talking about how we're unprepared for earthquakes.
Yes.
They were preparing us for a storm. We were prepared, and then the responses were angry. You know what I mean? We should be thankful that we did prepare.
I know. People are foolish.
Because when the earthquake comes, I'm sure... Well, I already bought my kit. Remember, we covered that last year.
Right.
But the kit only has bandages and stuff. It doesn't have any canned food or drinks or anything, so...
Yeah, like, I don't really have a kit. I mean, just based on the nature of my work, kind of, they kind of, you know, prepare us.
They promote that, yeah.
Yeah, you know, they promote that, and we kind of practice what we do. And, of course, like I think I mentioned last year with the kids, they've got their own plan and, like, procedures that they get through school that we kind of, you know, transfer into home, which is nice. But otherwise, I don't know. I kind of feel like these natural disasters are almost like childbirth. You know, you can only be so prepared. You can't prepare for really the inevitable.
Yeah, so I'll never bear a child, so I wouldn't know how.
But you don't know, but you just know. And that is exactly it. You just don't know. You never know.
But
you
it just happens,
know.
Right?
Is that exactly.
What happens? Yeah. Okay.
You never know what exactly you are preparing for, right?
Yeah.
So you can only be so prepared. But to those that did prepare and nothing happened, like, that was a test. Be happy nothing happened, and you'll be more prepared the next time, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I think so.
Yeah.
But I won't be.
And I already drank the ginger ale, and I had
so
the potato chips. So, yeah. So.
your emergency kit's done.
It's finished, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
But I went to the library on Sunday, yesterday afternoon, and the library at Kingsway and Knight.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually quite happy that it was open on a Sunday.
It's really convenient.
Yeah, I mean, 10-year-old me would have loved that. You know, that it
right?
is open on a Sunday.
That was me as a kid, definitely.
Yeah.
on the weekends in Surrey. I love going to the library on the weekends.
Oh, what are the libraries like in Surrey?
Well, there was one that I went to quite frequently. It was the one in Guildford. It was near Guildford Mall.
Yeah.
And I would get my grandpa to drop me off there. And it was a great library. They even had, like, a room where you could do, you know, use their, you know, at the time we called it the word processor.
Yeah.
And it had that, what was that program? Was it WordPerfect?
Yeah, that would have been the free one, yeah.
Yeah, instead of, you know, Microsoft Word.
Yeah.
So I would go there to, I don't even know what I was typing up. I don't know what kind of business I had to do, but I was doing something at the library and taking out new books. And I always have a thing for new books and videos.
Yeah, well, you know, I was just about to say, this summer, I instead of reading, I watched all the movies that I've been supposed to watch and all the great films that we're all supposed to watch. So I took them out of the library rather than buy them online, which is what I usually do.
Great idea.
And the library has everything. I mean, even new movies, right?
They're pretty, I mean, like, libraries are quite extensive nowadays.
Yeah.
And what they don't have, you can always either request.
Yeah, exactly.
Or have ordered in from another location.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's what I exhausted my 50 freeholds for the year. So I had to borrow a loved one's library card and have been using that instead.
And it's so funny because, you know, when I see, like, oh, you get 50 freeholds a year,
yeah.
I'm like, who actually uses, like, what kind of person actually holds 50 books? Well, here they are.
Yeah, so my typical week this summer was I would take out 3-4 movies. And then I would watch those.
A week?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't sit there. Someone on Twitter said, well, you know, you're sitting in front of the TV a lot. Well, I said, no, I'd watch, say, 20 minutes, half an hour.
Right.
And then watch, say, another half an hour at bed. And then,
so
you know.
You broke it up.
Yeah, and then by the weekend, you know, I finished 4 or 5 movies, right?
Yeah,
so
I
then,
suppose.
Then I'd get my next 4 or whatever.
Right.
So I watched all the classics, the American, French, Swedish films that I need to watch. No, I haven't dented all of them, but I mean, I got through a lot. But yeah, no, thankfully for the library.
Yeah, still, and you did it on your own time.
Yeah.
And at a very cheap cost as well.
No cost, yeah.
Affordable.
Well,
yeah, no
there are costs if you don't return them on time. It's like $1 a day.
Exactly. So, have you gotten them back on time?
A couple of them I'd forgotten. So I probably paid about $4 or $5 in fees this summer, I should say.
Well, I was you know, mentioning to my little secret loophole. I don't know if I want to disclose it, though. And I have an outpouring of people. You know, if everybody hasn't caught on already, right? But I said I've at times taken out books on my kids' card and realized that when they're overdue, it's not as detrimental to their account as it is for the adult card. Like, I swear, I think I've got a fine on my card since, like, when I lived at home with my mother.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't lived at home for many years.
Yeah, fines are expensive, but I mean, and rightfully so, I mean, because the fee is free. But, no, it does add up, though, yeah.
God forbid you bring it back later, not at all, and you're paying for it.
Well, you're breaking the law, I guess.
I suppose. I mean, it's worse than, like, bad credit. That thing stuck around for over 15 years on my library card.
Have you been following this Colin Kaepernick thing?
You know, somewhat. Like, when it comes up, I'll, you know, kind of, I can't say I fully read about it. But
yeah, so the story is he's a... I can't remember what position he plays. Is he the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers?
I think he's a quarterback.
Yeah, and so when they play the national anthem, he used to sit down.
Right.
Now he bends down on one knee, which actually I think is more respectful to the flag than, say, standing up.
It is.
But he's doing it in protest because he thinks that the flag, the national anthem is racist, and he would like people, I guess, to remember the fact that it is a racist song and that Well, so some people think even national anthems at sporting games is old-fashioned.
Right.
I mean, I stand, but I respect the flag, and I respect any flag really. But I think Kaepernick has a point, and if that's what he wants to do, I think he should do that. But I really lament the fact that people, are burning his jersey.
Yeah, I mean, that's a bit out of control.
And bashing him. I mean, he has a right to do what he, has to do. And I think President Obama's response was quite good, saying that, Obama said he didn't like what he was doing, but he said that he had absolutely a reason to do it, and the right to do it, I should say.
Right.
But he should remember that, the soldiers die for that flag, and maybe consider that. And I guess now he stood up, I guess, and I can't remember what he did recently.
Absolutely, because, we can take that into consideration. Because I think, first and foremost, yes, soldiers died, in respect of that flag. And I think Colin can respect that piece. On the other side, I can definitely see his point, And usually when you're standing and, mostly they're saying you're pledging allegiance to the flag. And clearly there's, he has his reasons for why he is not paying full allegiance to it.
Yeah.
He's entitled to that. Do we have to burn his jersey? I don't think burning his jerseys or anything is going to make any difference in his life.
Yeah, or telling the San Francisco team to trade him.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I mean, what about, does it make any difference that Tim Tebow is a, devout Christian, believer and, is, avid in his prayers and this, that, and the other? Like, I'm sure there's some people that are not in line with those views. Burning his jerseys.
Do you think Kaepernick is getting shit because he's not white?
Oh, of course. He's not white. He's actually mixed. So he's half white and half black. So unfortunately, and I think we may have spoken about this before, he gets the ignorance from both sides somewhat. I mean, I think he's right now, black people are standing with him for the most part, but there's also been black people that have said to him, well, you're not even black, so why does this affect you? Which is just so ignorant, and I don't know where people get this from, and that he wouldn't understand because he's not really a black, he's not full black, so he doesn't, you look at his skin, you look at him, he looks like a black man. I'm sure when he goes out into the public, he's treated as a black man. So I can only assume that he is, his views when he's speaking as if he's a black person. I can get with that.
Yeah.
And of course, the majority of the people that stand against him are non-black.
Or white, yeah.
Are white, yeah.
Speaking of, I don't know if you've seen the show. It's a black show. It's on HBO. It's called Insecure.
No.
It's a new sitcom that started. I guess they do these in pairs because they're half an hour each. So the first half an hour is the new Sarah Jessica Parker show, Divorce.
Okay.
Which is not bad. It's not good either, but it's not terrible.
Well, she's not my favorite.
No?
I don't know if we've talked about her. But.
You were never a Sex and the City fan?
Oh.
No?
Yeah, no.
So, but this new show, it's called Insecure, and it stars this woman, this comedian named Issa Rae, R-A-E. And the show's co-created by her and Larry Wilmore.
Yeah,
and it is really good, and I'll tell you why it's good. It's because about an episode and a half in, I'm watching this. Even the first episode, I thought, man, this is really like a well-oiled, the characters are drawn out. It's a really strong show.
Mm.
And you know how shows, when they start, the first episode is shaky, and then it takes them, say, half a season to get into the groove?
Right.
This thing hit the ground running.
Oh, yeah, like that.
I knew the characters. I liked a lot of them. Some of them I didn't like.
Yeah.
Oh, and the joke, it was hilarious. It's funny. It's about this woman who is trying to make it in L.A.
Okay.
And she works in sort of social services. And her friend, also black young lawyer, trying to, you know, they're both trying to get through relationships in L.A. And it's funny.
Wow.
It's current. And
it's relevant.
Oh, and it's funny, too. Man, it's just a hilarious show.
Oh, I gotta watch that.
Yeah, so, I mean, I watched the second episode last night, and I think there are only 8 episodes this season, but I don't see why it won't be back for a second season. It's just so
great.
Just so strong. And she's so... apparently, it was a web series, and she was doing this web series, and then I guess Larry Wilmore got involved, and then now it's on HBO.
Yeah, so, yeah, I was just doing some quick research as you spoke of it. So, yeah, it was a web series, The Misadventures of an Awkward Black Girl. It was a book.
Oh, was it? Okay.
And it started as a New York Times bestseller. She did turn it into a web series, which then eventually now has turned into this show.
Yeah, she is very talented. Like, I mean, she raps in the first episode.
Oh yeah, now I need to know where she came from.
Oh, she's very charismatic, very talented, and she has a personality that, you know, even though she depicts her character as sort of, you know, down on her luck,
mm-hmm.
She has a great spark to her, and. It makes it terribly appealing in terms of a personality.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, it definitely makes for a more appealing show.
Yeah, so I highly recommend that. And the Sarah Jessica Parker Show, I think, is it's a work in progress. I think I think I know where it's going, but it can only get better, I hope. But
okay, well, you know.
The husband on that she's divorcing is the guy who was on... he was on Wings years ago, Thomas Hayden Church.
Okay, yeah, I know.
And then
he
was nominated for an Oscar for Sideways. He's really good on that show. But
I don't even know how she's still on TV, to be honest. I just cannot with her. Her and that, you know, that other girl from Girls.
Lena Dunham?
I don't even like to speak her name. Yeah, her. She bothers me.
Well, you know, someone I read online compared Insecure as sort of the black Girls.
Never. I don't even like this already. That's true.
But it's quite good, and I like Girls too. The other one that I saw was called High Maintenance. Have you seen that one or heard of that one?
It sounds familiar.
It used to be a web series, and then it became an HBO thing. So what it is, it's an anthology series. So it's the main character is this weed dealer in New York,
okay.
And I don't know his name. He's got a beard, and every episode he interacts with his clients.
Uh-huh.
And so I just happened to catch one episode last night, waiting for something, and it was laugh out loud funny. And so I mean that's a show that I've got to check out now. High Maintenance.
Ben Sinclair stars, so I have to look into this more. This sounds.
Oh, it's quite the one episode I saw, the newest one's called Selfie, and it was this, the one of his clients is this girl who takes selfies a lot, and you know, she'd go to the pedicure and take selfies or the eating a hamburger,
wow.
And it was very funny the way they did it and her interaction with the weed dealer and I think I'm giving away too much.
That must be a real, that definitely sounds like some sort of funny interactions I'd love to see.
Yeah. No, it's a good show. So, I'll recommend that, and you'll let me know next week if you've seen them. Or.
Oh, I think absolutely I will have seen them by next week.
Yeah.
If not the week after, for sure. I'll try and get some TV time.
Yeah,
TV time in when I can.
Yeah, and I have to say, getting the time to watch stuff, like movies, TV shows, catch up, and the things that we need to watch is highly recommended. I mean, I'm not knocking reading,
yeah.
But no, you got to have time to see the things that you got to watch.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
To, like, get back to reality.
Yeah.
Life.
Indeed.
Well, I think I think we've had a great chat for today.
That's a good start to the second season.
Absolutely. And, you know, again, so much more to talk about because it's been already such a busy start to the year. But we'll have more to share. For now, that's Two Peas in a Podcast for Monday, October 17th, 2016.
In Vancouver, I'm Joseph Plunta.
And I'm Jackie Pierre. We'll be back in 7 days.